We are up to Simin Kuf Lamed Hei in the Halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. We are up to Sif Yud, and that's what we'll be doing today. Nagu Likros Kohen Acher Kohen Behefsik Yisrael. The Machaber Shita is that you are allowed to call up another Kohen. It's not just one Kohen per Kriya, so long as there was a Yisrael in between. So that if there's a Yisrael in between, you are allowed to call up a Kohen. V'omer HaChazm K'shekorah L'sheni Afapush Afapishu Kohen. As long as the Gabbai says, although this person is a Kohen. The Kayotze B'zeh Noagim B'Levi Achra Levi. The same is that you can call up a Levi after a Levi. Now, what exactly is the Mechaber referring to? So there are two days. The first day is the one the Mishnah Berurah goes with. And that is that once you completed one whole cycle of Kohen Levi Yisrael, at that point you can do what you want. You can call up a Kohen in the middle at any point. Kohen Levi Yisrael, then you're allowed to call up anyone you want to. That's one shita. The Magen Avraham and the Gra say that what the Mechaber meant was that you can have another cycle, meaning Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah has kashis on that, the Prima Gadim already asks them, and as a result of it, he does not learn the Mechaber that way. So that if you ask the Mishnah Berurah what is Pshat in the Mechaber, he will tell you, once you did your cycle of Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can call up anyone you want to. And this is the way Sfardim are actually knowing, that they can call up a Kohen or a Levi somewhere in the middle once they've done Kohen Levi Yisrael. According to the Gra, that wouldn't be the case, but Sfardim seem to follow the first Pshat in the Mechaber. Hagah says the Rama, V'lochein, mutu lalos gam kein lamafter b'chiyai gavna. Therefore, for mafter as well, it is permissible to have a Kohen or a Levi called up. Says the Rama, V'imkori mafter stam ein loch nosh lepgamo. Darei lo maskir shmo. What did the Mechaber say? That if you call up a Kohen, say for Shishi, you'll have to say afal bishu Kohen. Says the Rama now, if in a place where the minig was that they just said Yamod for Maftir, Yamod HaMaftir, and they didn't give his name, so there you wouldn't have a problem of saying Afal Bishu Kohen. You just say Yamod for this person, Maftir. The Yesh Omer, says the Rama now, the Ein Likros Kohen Olevi L'Minyan Shiva. There's a day that you cannot call a Kohen or a Levi up L'Minyan Shiva, meaning you call Kohen, Levi, and then five Yisraelim, and no Kohen or Levi in that. Avalacher shenishlam haminyin yecholim likros Kohen or Levi. But after the Shiva Kruim, this day holds that you can call up a Kohen or a Levi. V'chei nogim in dinas elu, and that is our minig, that's what the Ramos says. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Levush, who says that our minig is not that way. Our minig is that a Kohen or a Levi can only get Kohen, Levi, Achron, which means if he is the last of the extra aliyahs past the Shiva Kruim, or Maftir. And that's it. But we would not say that once you're done with your Shiva Kruim, you can call whoever you want to. Now, what happens if they called up a Levi, or Kohen or a Levi in the middle? So what he should really do is wait there until after the minion of the Zion Kruim, and then let him get that aliyah. So for example, according to our minhag, which is like the Lavush, what happens if they accidentally called up a Kohen for Shishi? He should wait until after you finish as many aliyahs as you want to give, and then the Achron, Dafka the Achron, that's the aliyah that you would give him. What happens if for some reason he can't stay there that long? So here we go back to the Rishona. He says that the Shas Hadchak, you can rely on the first daya, and that is that you can call a Kohen or a Levi at any point after you finish this cycle. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that there is the minute to rely on this Bishas Hadchak on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, if you already called up Kohen Levi Yisrael, we can call up a Kohen or a Levi, but he says that you should only do that as a new cycle. You should only do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael. You should not be calling up after the first Kohen Levi Yisrael, Yisrael, and then a Kohen. In other words, being choshish for the Magen Avraham and the Gros Pshat in the Mechaber, even when we do rely on the on this minute, on the first minute, the minute of the Mechaber. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if there's a real tzorach? For example, there are two chasanim in shul with the whole wedding party, with all of their relatives, and they each have Kohen Levi Yisrael, He says if it's a real Shas of Kach, you can actually split the parsha, do Kohen Levi Yisrael, maybe two more Yisraelim, and then start over again, do Kohen Levi Yisrael for the rest of the parsha, relying on the first minig and going with the Gra and the Magen Avraham, if it's a real Shas of Kach. Now this is all when you're laning from one Sefer Torah. When you're laning from more than one Sefer Torah, the halakhas are different. So first of all, on Simchas Torah, we lane from three Svarim. The first one, Vezos HaBracha, a Kohen can have Kohen, a Levi can have Levi, and Chosn Torah can be a Kohen or a Levi again. The second Sefer is Bereishis. A Kohen or a Levi can have Bereishis, can be Chosn Bereishis. Then you have Maftir. A Kohen or a Levi can have Maftir. Whereas, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, that's Chal on Shabbos, so there we lane six from the Parsha, and the seventh one we lane in Chanukah. The seventh one we lane Rosh Chodesh, and then in Chanukah from Maftir. So in that case, we didn't really complete the Kriya in the first Sefer Torah, and therefore a Kohen or a Levi could not have the Aliyah there, even if you already had Shiva Kruin. According to our Minig, the Minig of the Lavush, that we only give a Kohen or a Levi Achrin, he could only have Achrin, even though it's in another Sefer Torah. He could only have Achrin if it's after the Shiva Kruin. He could not have an Aliyah past the Shiva Kruin in the first Sefer Torah. The same goes for Parsha Shkolim, or Parshas HaChodesh that are Chal on Rosh Chodesh. So the only time that Lemaisa, the Minig Ashkenaz, is to rely on the Mechaber is on Simchas Torah when you're laning over and over again, and at the end you find yourself in a place where we have more Kohanim and Levim than you can really handle. So what you do is you start over again and do a new Seder of Kohen Levi Yisrael, even though you're in the middle of the Chamisha Kruim or the Shiva Ivit Shabbos.